July 23, 1928. The soul who lives in the fiat is the luminous point in the world. How everything was created for the soul. Continuing in my usual abandonment in the supreme fiat, I wish to embrace everyone and everything, so that everything would become divine will. And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, told me, "My daughter, the soul who lives in my will is the luminous point in the world. Just as a sun appears under the vault of the heavens, which invests the earth with its rays, and penetrating everywhere, embellishes, colors, fecundates the whole earth with its life of light, so another sun, more beautiful and more refulgent, can be seen in that point of the world, that is, in a soul in whom my divine will reigns, and her rays extend and expand so much as to embrace everything and everyone. How beautiful it is to see from heaven these luminous points in the depths of the earth! It no longer seems earth, but heaven, because the sun of my fiat is present. Its rays embellish, fecundate and scatter such variety of divine colors as to communicate the varieties of beauties of the Creator with its life of light. Wherever these luminous points are present, the current of evil is stopped. My justice itself feels disarmed by the strength of this light, and changes the scourges into grace. These points are the smile of the earth. Their light is herald and bearer of peace, of beauty, of sanctity, of life that never dies. They can be called the fortunate points of the earth, because in their midst there is the light that never dims, the life that always rises. While where these luminous points are not present, the earth is obscure, and if any good is done, it is like those little lights that have no rays, because the source of the light is missing in that good, and therefore it has no strength nor virtue either to extend or expand. And since the source is missing, they are subject to being extinguished, and the earth remains obscured, as though buried in thick darkness, because the human will is herald and bearer of evils, of disturbances, of disorder and the like. So, the soul in whom my will does not reign puffs out darkness, shadow and restlessness, and if she does any good, it is a good invested with fog. Her air is always unhealthy, her fruits unripe, her beauty faded. All the opposite for the soul in whom my will reigns, she is the true queen that dominates everything, she gives peace to all, does good to all and is welcomed by all. And while she does good to all, she needs no one, because the source of my will which she possesses makes all goods arise within her. Then, I was continuing my round in the divine volition to bring all created things to my Creator, heavens, sun and everything, as profound adoration to my God, and to be able to say to Him, "You gave me heavens, stars, sun, sea, and I give you everything back as the return of my love." But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus told me, "My daughter, I created everything for you and I gave you everything. For each thing I created, first I thought of giving it to you as gift, and then I put it out. I gave you so many of these gifts, that you have no place to keep them. And my love, in order not to keep you hampered, gave you the space in which to keep them, in such a way that, while you enjoy now one thing, now another as you please, you are not cluttered up, because each thing has its place to remain at your disposal. Now, if you knew our contentment when we see our little daughter take her flight in our will to bring to us heavens, stars, sun and everything else, to requite us with the very gifts that we gave to her. We feel our own glory, our love, the repetition of our works. And knowing that if she had the power to make them she would make them for us, in order always to excel in our love for one who lives in our fiat, we give her the merit as if the creature had made the heavens for love of us, the sun, the sea, the wind, in sum, everything. We requite her as if she were maintaining the whole creation to give us glory and to tell us that she loves us. My will loves so much one who lives in it, that there is nothing it did or can do in which it does not say to the soul, "Let us do it together." So as to be able to say, that which I have done for love of her, she has done for love of me.